Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And good morning to everyone. Hope it's going to be a good one for you today. Looking pretty decent day. It was a decent day yesterday as well. It's been pretty good this weekend, right? It's surprisingly enough, it's hasn't been so rainy or just bad in general. This is the first weekend in a while here where we've had two decent days in a row. I should knock on something here just in case, because I know it might rain later today. Might, but it's yesterday, great day, a little bit of rain, spotty rain. I guess it did have a little bit of spotty rain, so I guess that counts. But it didn't feel like it because most of the day was pretty good, and today we're having some of the same. So it's looking pretty good. It's maybe spring is almost here. I mean, it's officially here, right, on paper. But, could it actually be here? Maybe. I know there's the possibility of a little bit of rain later today, but I think we're feeling spring here. And we might get a few good days in a row, whereas, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, looking to be amazing days. Great days for anybody who's home for vacation week, for school vacation week. I know, my kids are off this upcoming week, and it's not looking like a bad week. Hey, maybe you got the kids home, you can get them to get some work done around the house and outside. Yeah, maybe that'll work. Yeah, they're probably going to want to sit on video games and hang out, but let's get them outside and get some things cleaned up and, get some work done outside. Things are starting to wake up, liven up. And, spent a little bit of time outside yesterday just walking around, seeing what was going on in the yard, and definitely seeing some of the plants just kind of wake up and start to just kind of be ready, right? They're, kind of just checking on the different plants in the yard and saying, all right, are they alive? Because I got a message from my wife yesterday morning saying, hey, our hydrangea tree, is it a late bloomer? It doesn't look so good. And You know, I had checked it a few weeks ago, and you definitely saw a bunch of green all underneath the branching, etc. And I'm talking, you know, scratching the bark, because doesn't look like much. But it had some green. It has a bunch of green under there, so I feel better. But it was kind of like, oh, well, maybe some of that frost we've been getting, or the cold and the miserable temperatures, you know, kind of did it in. But thankfully it didn't. But, you know, it's one of those things. There's looking for signs of life, signs of spring. And I really just started to see it. We, you know, in a small little garden that we planted last year, and you know, everything is looking good, budded up. You can start to see the hydrangeas starting to form leaves. The roses were throwing small leaves around all of them. You know, plants are starting to wake up a bit. So it was actually, it's a good sign. It's, I feel better about it now, seeing some of the, you know, plants just wake up and start to feel spring. It's on the horizon. It's on the way. Now, you know, the one thing I can say, I don't know about you guys, but my lawn, you know, it's getting pretty green. The only downfall is it's mostly moss. And I'll tell you, that moss looks amazing. That moss that's in my yard right now is perfect. It's got a beautiful green to it. You know, the amount of rain we've had has just made it thrive. This moss is like, this moss is beautiful. I almost don't want to get rid of it this year. But I know a lot of you have the moss issues in the yard. And we've kind of said, all right, well, what are we going to do about it? With all this rain, it just keeps coming. All right, so currently we're on a waiting pattern, let a little bit dry out a little bit. But you know, we have some products out there. One of them, you know, Moss Max, comes in a granular or a liquid form, is what we're looking to use to kill the moss. Right, so something to be thinking about this spring to get rid of that moss, because, you know, I'm telling you right now, it's the greenest thing in my lawn, but we're not going to have a healthy, full, strong lawn if don't take care of it. And that's what's kind of going on right now. Is it's healthy, it's full. It's just a little bit too much moss. We want to have more lawn in there. So what are we going to be looking at doing? Well, obviously using a moss killer and getting rid of the moss. And I want to make sure that anybody who has the moss understands something. It's the weirdest thing. With moss, you can kill it, right? You can use the Moss Max. You can kill the moss. It turns it black. But it doesn't just go away. Once it's dead, you need to physically remove it from the lawn. There's something about it that it just comes back if you don't remove it or do anything else. Right? So when you are looking to kill the moss like this, it's not just a spray or spread the granule and be done with it. There's more to it. And it's not just taking care of, you know, the, you know, killing the moss and then moving on and putting grass seed down. This is something we got to take care of. And moss, there's a couple things behind it and why it happens. You know, it could be, well, all the rain, right? It could be, you know, compact soil underneath. It could be acidic soil. it could be, you know, trapped nutrients there. So there is a number of different things that it could be. It's not just specifically saying, oh, well, it's because it's very acidic. No, that's not the case. You know, the more and more you look at it, the more you understand moss, it likes all of those things, but it will thrive in all the different styles of weather and different things, right? So it's not just about spraying something and being done with it. That's not the case by any means. We need to do more than just spray or kill the product. It's kind of like the same thing with weeds. When we spray or kill weeds, we don't just spray and kill it. We move on. We do something with it. We don't just move on. So there's a little bit to this, and I want to go into a little bit of both, because I'll tell you, if I have this much moss, I know a lot of you have moss. It's that time of year. It's thriving with the weather the way it's been. So we will discuss that and more as time permits. We're going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. Be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with Soil Moist Granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of Soil Moist Granules. The Soil Moist Granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's Soil Moist.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And good morning again to everyone. We've been talking a bit about the lawn, the moss, and you know, any of the weeds that are in there. We kind of look at the same type of thing if we're looking at moss and weeds, right? There's a little bit of a difference there in parts of it, but the real idea here is when we are killing moss or killing weeds, it's not just a one and done, right? It's not just kill something on the lawn and then move on. We need to make sure we take care of everything. And so this is what I mean. So let's start with, you know, start with moss, right? Because we started to have that discussion a bit. You take care of the moss, and once you see it turn black, once you have then removed the moss from the area, you need to do a few more things, right? We need to realize, you know, something affected the moss and made the moss come there. And again, it probably had something to do with either acidic soil, compact soil, lots of rain. Could have been any of those things. But you kind of have to look at it. Right now, we're looking at it and saying, well, there's been a ton of rain. The soil is probably compacted because of all the rain and pushing it down, etc. So it's a little bit of combination of all those things. But could it be something else, you know, on other times? And that's what you got to think about. Right now, probably has a lot to do with the rain. A lot to do with the soil being very moist. So we look at helping break that soil down, break it up. And we look at a product like sulfur from Natural Alternative, right? This sulfur product is, you know, in essence, the easiest way to put it, for those of you who understand, you know, and have used a product by gypsum, it's like a fast-acting gypsum. We use gypsum to break down soil so that, you know, things that are stuck can kind of move through, moisture can go through. You know, this would be one of the ways for the longest time where we always just said, put gypsum down right at the end of the season, at the edges of the lawn that go by the road. because we had road salt that was there, this would be a good way to help break down that road salt to go through. It's kind of the same thing, except we want to put that all over the area where that moss was. It's not only going to help break down the compaction that's underneath it, but it's going to release some of the trapped nutrients that might be there. It's also going to basically wash the soil to clean it up, to get it to break down. Now, you might be wondering, what do I mean by this? Well, it's something that is basically trying to get the soil a fresh start. It's not going to release all the, you know, everything, so there's no nutrients in the soil. What it is doing, though, it is helping just remove those trapped nutrients and break it down and allow nutrients to move in the soil. Because nutrients do need to move in the soil. They don't just sit. They need to move somewhere in order to get to where they need to be. You know, get to the right parts of the soil. Get to the root system, right? And so, using this sulfur helps do all of those things. And that's part of removing, you know, with the moss. So, we do the moss killer. Then we move into using a product like this sulfur. You've heard me talk about using the the Love Your Soil, right? And moving into breaking those things down and getting the lawn ready for what you're looking to do. So, just some things to be thinking about. We'll continue this discussion on the other side of the break, because right now there's a lot going on in the lawn. And like I said, we can use this when it comes to weeds as well. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. Be back in a few.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap Seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA News Update, I'm Tim Berg. U.S. forces are helping take down Iranian drones headed towards Israel. On Saturday, Iran began a retaliatory attack after an area near its embassy in Syria was attacked by Israeli forces this week. Iran launching over 100 drones and some intermediate ballistic missiles toward military sites in Israel. Officials say U.S. forces are in the skies above Iraq and have shot down some of the drones. Iran releasing a statement saying their attack on Israel can be deemed concluded. California Democratic Representative Sarah Jacobs sits on the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
Given this threat from Iran and our strong support of Israel's right to defend itself, we should be doing what we can on defensive weapons, making sure they have enough Iron Dome interceptors, for instance.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC. This is USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. So Nathan, who's up first today?
Neil's in Maine.
Neil, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, hi, Patrick. Long-time listener, great show.
Thank you.
So, Patrick, I had a question I've been thinking about for about the last week, so I'm glad I called in today. So recently, I overseeded in a couple of areas outside in my backyard, you know, areas that tend to take a fair amount of water, and there can be some compacting there. So I threw the seed down, like I said, about a week ago. Is it okay for me to put down that sulfur or love your soil, or is that a no-no for when you're overseeding?
No, you can definitely do that. That's not a problem. Okay. It's doing something completely different, so it's not going to affect the seed, right? So I wouldn't worry about it. Okay. I would put it down. Now, here's the thing with the sulfur or love your soil. If it's a really compact area, you want to do it at double the rate versus just the single rate.
Okay.
Right. Is it an area that you've seen a lot of water just sit?
Well, it's, you know, there are low spots there. So when we get a lot of rain, a heavy, like an inch of rain or whatever, you will see a little bit of puddling, you know, so I know it's not draining that well.
Yeah. So I would look at using it at double the rate, right? And it's usually so the, so the bag will usually say using 6 pounds per 1,000 square feet. We want to double that to 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet.
Okay.
Right? So this is a double the rate on this, because what it does, if we were to just use 6 pounds or the regular rate, it's just like we're trying to maintain it. And we're not trying to maintain it. We're trying to do something to the area to break it down a bit. And so that's why we use it at 12 pounds per 1,000. Excuse
okay.
me. And what you're going to want to do is you're actually going to want to do this in three applications, right? So instead of just one and done, we're going to do it. Say you were to do it today, you would then do it 6 weeks later, and then 6 weeks after that.
Okay.
All right. And this is something where it when it hits the ground, it starts working. It's not like the old pelletized like gypsum or pelletized lime, right, that takes 6 months to work. This is something that it the way it's built, it starts to break down immediately as it hits the ground.
Okay,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. So I should do it at double the rate each time, right?
Yes. And so the reason being is we are trying to really take, you know, we're trying to fix something. And so once we've kind of done that, which is the three applications, we then can go to the regular rate, the regular, you know, just to keep it on that normal rate that we're looking for, because this is also, you know, it's a food in essence to the microbes that are there in the soil. We want to make sure that they're freely allowed to move. And sometimes, especially in New England, the soils get very compact, but what it also does is there are different nutrients that create like blockers in the soil and just hold on to the nutrients and don't let them go to where they need to be. Okay. And so it's basically conditioning the soil, getting it okay. So it is ready to do what you need to do. At the same time, though, here's the thing. What happens a lot of times is it releases all of these trapped nutrients. And so anything that you've been doing, it releases it too. So it kind of flushes the system out. So we do need to make sure that, you know, you are using a regular fertilization program to keep it going, because,
right.
You know, New England is a very high phosphorus soil, just in general, to the point where a lot of New England states now have it that you cannot have phosphorus in your fertilizer unless it's considered a starter fertilizer, or it's like it's organic. And so phosphorus could be very stuck in the soil, but then it releases everything. And so that's okay. When we're going to need to kind of take a look at it. And the best way to do all of this is get a soil sample taken at the, you know, as you're doing the third application, right? Because that third application, you're going to have a pretty good idea of where the soil is. Because you've done all of these applications, and that way you can then move into the right fertilization program. So then you can just keep everything kind of the regular rates and nice and easy. So that's where that soil sample comes in. It's after the third application is done, so it's after the 6 weeks. I apologize. So
6 weeks. 6 weeks after the third application?
Yeah, because that means everything is out of the soil, like everything's kind of released, right? It's that love your soil or the sulfur has done its job and it's out of the soil, so we don't have anything affecting the soil sample, right? Because if it's still in there, what could happen is it not everything's released the way we wanted to in the soil, so it's not clean. You're trying to get a fresh start, and that's what we're looking at, especially with a very compact area, and this could be very beneficial. One other thing I'd add to what I'd like to see you do, if possible, I know you already put the seed down, but getting some bags of, you know, compost or just topsoil, and just top dress those areas after you've put down this first application of sulfur.
Okay.
Because what it's going to do is it's just going to help put some of this organic material into the soil and help add to it. Because if we have a very compact soil, it's most likely going to have some clay in it. It's not going to be the best soil. And so just a light top dressing, and you could even use, people I've seen use like a peat moss layer over the top or something like that, just to add into the soil. Because it's inevitable that it's going to rain again any day, I feel. And it's just going to help bring it into the soil. And that's what we're looking to do as well at the same time.
Okay.
Okay, so go ahead.
No, that's great. I was going to ask, I had one more question, quick question, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
So I have about a half a dozen Canadian hemlocks out back, and they've grown very well over the last 5-6 years. So to the point now where they're, I don't know, 12 feet tall or maybe a little, even a little more. And I've been giving them the annual tree and shrub, you know, to try to protect them. Does it make any sense? Does it make any sense now at this point to do it? Because based on the amount that you need to feed them, based on their height, it's quite a bit of tree and shrub that you have to add for each shrub, you know?
Yep, no, understandably so. The thing about it is, what I would look at is, are the plants healthy? Right? Are they looking really good? The woolly adelgid, which, you know, is what you're preventing here, is the reason for using this. And otherwise, is the plant healthy? Are there other hemlocks in the area, not just in your yard, but in the neighbors or in the woods there, that are having issues because they can move from others to others eventually? So as much as you are taking care of it, make sure, you know, just keep an eye on in the next few weeks, because this is when you'll start to see that, you know, the adelgid there. You'll start to see the white on the hemlocks. If you're seeing it in the neighbor's area or in the woods around, it might just be something you need to do. Because what it's a preventative, right? And it lasts for a full year. So it is a lot. It really is. That you need to use, but at the end of the day, it's, if they're not healthy and there are if this disease is around, this adelgid, excuse me, is around, we need to use something to prevent. Now, one way to do this is making sure that they're fed. You know, feed them with like a holly tone. Give them something to make them stronger, because a healthier plant has more ways to fight the diseases and insects that come in there. It's the weaker plants, the ones that are not doing well, that tend to get that disease, that adelgid first.
Okay.
Right? So that's what I want you to take a look at. If the plants are really healthy, you know, just like you and I, when we're healthy and we're doing well, we're less likely to get sick. It's the same with plants. And so if we can make sure that they're taken care of, make sure that they're strong and healthy, they're less likely to get the adelgid.
Can I do the holly tone at the same time I do the tree and shrub?
Yeah, just make sure the tree and shrub, because I know they have some of them out there, the granular form,
right?
That has the fertilizer in it. Okay. Just make sure you use the one that is just the tree and shrub.
Okay.
Right, because they have the... There's like a shaker jug that has granules. Don't use that one. Use the liquid form because you don't want to put two types of fertilizer. Then you could really burn the plant. But the holly tone is the best way to go with these hemlocks. Keep them healthy, and you won't have to worry as much about that adelgid.
Okay, excellent.
Alrighty.
Thanks a lot, Patrick. I appreciate it again, and really enjoy your show, and have a great day.
Thanks. You as well, Neil. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And you know, just getting started here. Got plenty of time for you if you have some questions to give us a call. And we can definitely help you out with anything that you need when it comes to the garden. That's what we're here for, to do for you. Now, we've been talking mostly lawns. We've been talking, you know, about moss, right? I got tons of it in my yard, so why not talk about it? We talked about using that Love Your Soil. We talked about using the Moss Max. These are things that, you know, we kind of need to do in order to move on to make it a better lawn. Now, once we've done these things, you know, we've killed the moss, we put down our first application of the Love Your Soil or the sulfur from Natural Alternative, We put that down, and then we can start seeding. You don't want to wait till all three applications are done to start seeding, because at that point, you know, weeds are going to start moving in. Weeds are going to get into the soil and do all those things. So once you've killed the moss and the moss has been removed, and then you put your product down, then you can start to seed and build on it from there. And always use a starter fertilizer when you put seed down. You know, that starter fertilizer is one that the number in the middle is higher than the rest. All right, so there's three numbers on the bags: nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. It's the middle number of phosphorus is a starter type fertilizer. So when it's really high, that's what you want to use to start your lawn. Now we'll discuss this and more as time permits, but our phone number here is 855-660-4261.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Your lawn destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And good morning, everyone. Hopefully you're, you know, just getting up, grabbing some coffee, and, grabbing the radio here and taking a listen. We've been talking a lot about the lawn so far, but, you know, one thing I wanted to just kind of talk about, which, you know, you might not realize, or maybe you do, is, you know, we were at the bus stop the other day. I was with my girls, and right at the bus stop, everything underneath it was just red on the ground, little red specks. And, you know, there was the discussion between the kids of, some were saying it's leaves, some were saying that it's pollen, some were saying it wasn't this and that, etc. It was too early in the morning to have a learning experience because, well, we know how children are. They don't always want to listen, but I wanted to talk about it a little bit because they're seeing it everywhere. You're seeing the red droppings, if you will, all over the roads. I am, at least. Well, it's, you know, it's from the bud popping on your maples. So it's bud burst. So maples actually flower early, and it's basically right before the leaves. It's not a huge process that you see like these flowers, but if you look online and you actually type in bud burst, you can see what looks like could be a flower, right? It's like these little stems that come out of the bud. And this happens before the leaves start to form. And so what it does is that burst breaks out the outer coating that was there and falls down onto the ground and gets into that next stage.
right? So it's just the in-between from dormancy to right before the leaves form or start to show. Now, it's just interesting because it's just another sign of spring. But to see what the little ones kind of see it as, they're like, oh, pollen's coming. Well, in essence, it's coming. But it's also the signs of spring. This is one of those first signs that, all right, our leaves on our trees are coming back. Our trees are waking up completely. Our leaves are forming, which means the plants are awake and getting ready. So that is something that is starting to happen out there. We're starting to see leaves form. We're starting to see our plants wake up. These are all the good signs of spring. Even though we've had tons of rain and we've had snow late, spring is arriving. And we're very close to everything else, right? Being able to do a lot more outside. Now, we can start working on our lawns when it comes to crabgrass preventer, right? Because our sign that tells us it's ready to go is when the forsythia is blooming. And the forsythia is blooming around me everywhere. You look at the soil temperatures, they have risen, they have warmed up. You know, they are... We had one day a couple days ago where it got to 54 degrees on the average. And crabgrass starts to develop when it has three straight days of 55 degree temperatures in the soil or more. So we're just about there. And that telltale sign is the forsythia. When that forsythia is blooming, starting to bloom in full bloom, it is go time for your crabgrass preventer. Now, we talked about seeding. There is a crabgrass preventer and seed starter, so you can do both. You know, it is out there by Scott's. They have the 4,000 square foot or the 5,000 square foot bags. They own the rights to that that product that knows the difference between good seed and bad seed. But that's the one you want to use now. That's the product to get it started if you know you have bad crabgrass. Now we're going to take a break. Phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.